away in the Valley of Los Angeles, 42 miles northwest of Disneyland, sits a tiki bar with a 78-drink challenge called the Grog Log. Drink all 78 drinks within 1 year, and you get a plaque with your name on the wall. Let's join two thirsty friends for a little Mai Tai as they embark on a drunken journey through the log and talk about dumb shit like theme parks, drinking, and drinking at theme parks.
Welcome to my time.
We're back, Dave.
We're back, Corey.
Hey.
Look at that.
We've had two sips of a tiki rum hurricane via Cutwater Spirits.
That's right. And Dave is already slurring.
Which is the majority of the comments I get from my friends is I love listening to you guys get drunk.
That's right. And we're about to head over to the Tonga Hut to do just that, do what we do best. But this is our fifth episode.
I can't believe this is five already.
I know. We're zooming right along. We finished in our first four episodes, we finished 10 drinks. So we're ahead of the one-year pacing, if you say like four episodes a month.
We're going to make it.
Yeah, we're totally going to make it.
As Minnie and Mickey would say, nothing can stop us now.
Nothing can stop us now.
That's good.
R.I.P. to those new wave of Mickey cartoons.
I got the tattoo and everything before the ride even opened.
I know. They were the best. That is the dumbest move to get rid of those. It's
but
one of the best
did
things.
They? Some of them are so clever.
They're amazing.
And such good throwbacks to like original, like old school Disney stuff.
Oh, yeah. If you guys haven't seen the episode where they do The House of Tomorrow,
so good.
It's one of my favorites.
And there's another one where they do like all the fairy tale princesses where it's like Snow White, Sleeping Beauty. Like, it's so good.
Are we going to go to the Tonga Hut or are we going to just go back into my house and watch some of these?
I mean, we got another Cutwater Spirit, so maybe we should just go watch these.
Oh, fun. All right. Well, we'll do both. Yep. I think that's what we'll do.
That's it.
So let's head over to the hut and take it from there.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We're back to my time.
Yes, welcome back. We are back to... what is this
my
place called?
Time.
No.
In that Tonga Hut.
Tonga Hut. We're starting off, as you can tell, this is not our first drink today.
Yeah, sometimes we have to break up the episodes up a little bit, yeah. Okay, folks?
All right. You know, there's the early show and there's the late show.
2 drink minimum.
Yeah. So keep those kids away from the speakers because...
This isn't the episode for them. And we are starting tonight with Trader Vic's Grog. Oh, this looks lovely.
Vic Bergeron is the originator of Trader Vic's.
Right.
Dancing with the Stars guy's name
Tom
is
Bergeron.
Tom Bergeron. Part of that whole family?
I don't know if they're related, to be honest.
Hold on. Vic Bergeron. I'm just going to ask Siri. Is Tom Bergeron related to Vic Bergeron? Hold on. We got to find out.
I don't think they're related. I'm throwing it out there. I do not think they are related.
Tom Bergeron, 25 things you don't know about me. My favorite car is a 1978 Volkswagen. I'm an altar boy. For more than 30 years, I practiced transcendental meditation. Put my fist through several apartment walls in my 20s.
Have you ever put your fist through a wall, Dave?
Never put my fist through a wall.
Me neither.
I punched a wall once. Like
your fist did not go through.
As like a joke. And I was like, this sucks. He's a gym rat. I never got a college degree. He loves hosting television.
Well, that's obvious.
Not great at social gatherings.
Huh.
He knew the sex of his first daughter, but his wife didn't. He's good at keeping secrets.
Clearly.
I have no dance ability.
Huh.
He's barely watched Dancing with the Stars. I hate watching myself on television. Breakfast time is still... Should we just ask the bartender? She won't
I don't
know.
Think they're related, Dave. Will you just look up the recipe?
No, Corey. My ADD brain won't. Tom?
Fixate on something else, please.
Bergeron.
I'm going to eat my maraschino cherry. I'm satisfied.
Okay. All right. We're back at Tonga. We've already said that much. We got our first grog log drink. Have we started, like...
We started it off.
We started... recording.
We started it like it was a new episode, I promise
you. But we said
Dave
welcome.
Dave is definitely not drunk.
We said welcome.
Aloha.
We said aloha.
We said welcome to my time.
Here we go. Welcome to my time. This is my time to share with you all. Maybe we've talked about this, but what we liked about my time is a throwback to like the Goonies. When the Goonies were like, it's our time. It's our time.
Because this is our time.
This is our time. It's our time to get away. This is how I like to spend my time. I like to spend my time with Corey. I like to spend my time with a Mai Tai.
And just talking silly nonsense.
So tonight we're at Tonga Hut. We're grog logging. We're slogging away through that log. And we're slogging the log. Slogging the log is
pretty
gross.
That sounds disgusting.
It sounds disgusting. So tonight we're drinking Trader Vic grog.
This is served in a...
in a lowball? Is that what this is called?
Or is it highball? No, highball
is
like
a...
It's a
tall, skinny guy.
It's a lowball glass.
This is a low fat boy.
It's a little fat boy glass.
A little fat boy glass.
It's a little bit darker of a color for a tiki drink.
Yeah, for the class, take out your Crayola tiki color drink and add a little bit of brown to it.
Yeah, a little rum brown.
Little rum brown.
You take tiki citrus and you add rum brown to that color.
Yes.
Garnish with a lime.
A lime wheel and a maraschino cherry. And here we go. Here's what's in it. We're looking at pineapple juice. A little bit of lemon juice, Trader Vic passion fruit syrup. And we got a dash of bitters. And here's the alcohol. It's dark Jamaican rum. Okay, so Trader Vic's grog.
Here we go. Cheers.
Cheers. As we say on my time, the drink's awake, so I'm awake.
Jesus. Every episode. Here we go.
Until we come up with something better, Corey.
Oh, very passion fruit heavy.
No, that is like a Dole Whip pineapple. That is straight.
I taste pineapple, but I taste a lot
so
of passion
much.
Fruit syrup.
I
you
just
don't taste the passion fruit?
I just taste pineapple, which pineapple will be great for slogging the log tonight.
I heard it makes it taste sweet.
It's better.
I don't have a lot of experience. So.
From what they say on Reddit.
I feel the passion fruit like hitting the back of my throat. Like I feel that flavor most prominently. Excuse me. I hear... oh my God. Let me start again. I feel the passion fruit flavor hitting the back of my throat most prominently. Jeez Louise, that took me 4 times to get it out and it still wasn't great. That first drink messed me up.
You know, drinking a potential different episode than this one has screwed us up a little bit. We're a little bit looser. This one is very sweet.
It is sweet.
It's sweet. For me, it could use a little bit of spice or a little bit of...
bitters or something.
Just like citrus or something to kind of cut
through. It's pretty
sweet,
yeah.
It's not bad. I really enjoy it.
No, I don't dislike
it. I'm going to enjoy it. I've yet to meet a drink that I'm just like, oh, I just got to get through this.
I wonder what's the first one where we're like,
what's
can't
the
drink
first
this?
One where we're going to be like, no, thank you.
I don't
know.
There's got to be a consequence when one of us can't finish it.
Consequences that you have to finish it.
I feel like you have to like stand up at the table and be like, my name is Dave and I can't finish.
Why, wait a minute, why is it Dave?
I was just using an example. So my name is Corey and I can't finish this drink.
There won't be a time where I can't finish a drink until we hit that Beachcomber's Gold.
I'm nervous.
We're sucking down this Trader Vic grog. You ever been to Trader Vic's?
I have not. Have you?
I have been to Trader Vic's. I just remembered I went to a Trader Vic's in Arizona.
How many are left? Not too many.
Well, it's a funny thing. This was 15 years ago.
Okay.
I was working on a movie in Phoenix.
Okay.
And got taken to a Trader Vic. I guess that's my first tiki experience, but I didn't.
Not Trader Sam's.
Not Trader Sam's. It just dawned on me. I didn't realize
so
that.
So you've lied to all of
so
us.
So I lied to everybody. But I didn't even realize it.
So I did not introduce you to Tiki.
No.
And this entire podcast is a lie.
Yes, this whole podcast is a lie. But it didn't even clock that it was Tiki. Maybe that was just a shitty Trader Vic's.
Maybe.
It just seemed like a regular restaurant. But the majority of Trader Vic's, there's like in the United States, there's one in like San Francisco, Atlanta. And then after that, it's like Dubai, Abu Dhabi.
Of course it is.
Asia.
Yeah.
Like Bangkok. Like. It's all Asia.
Most places I'm not allowed to go to.
Yeah. It's the United Arab Emirates or Atlanta.
That's funny.
So, like, Trader Vic's used to be a thing. We used to have one in,
in
Beverly Hills.
Number one counterpart to Don the Beachcombers.
Yes. Vic Bergeron claims that Don the Beachcomber used to drink his punch and then invented the Mai Tai. So they all claim
to have invented
the Mai Tai. Even on the website for Trader Vic's right now, you can get merchandise that says the original Mai Tai.
That's funny.
So, whatever. So, Trader Vic's grog.
Okay. Would you like to hear about some universal news?
Yes. Hit me with some universal news while I suck down this Trader Vic grog.
Okay. So, I've got two things, but they're both kind of related. Technically, Disney, like, bought off Marvel a few years ago.
Yes.
And there was like a weird rule with it because Universal has Islands of Adventure in Florida and they have rights to certain characters.
Does this have anything to do with like a Mason-Dixon line? Like you're allowed
to... It's west of the Mississippi.
Okay, I know what the Mason-Dixon line is.
Literally, that is what the law is based on this contract.
Okay.
Supposedly.
I thought
supposedly.
You were just saying, like, here's what the Mason-Dixon line is.
No. Supposedly, this is what it is.
Okay.
That's why some characters can appear in DCA and Disneyland that cannot appear in Islands of Adventure or Universal Florida. It's real weird.
Do we have a list of those characters? Do you know?
There is one, yes.
Black Panther?
Black Panther can appear in DCA, but I don't believe can appear in Disney World.
So if I had a dream to turn Dino Land and Animal Kingdom into Wakanda, that could never happen?
Don't quote me on that. That might be a corrections corner.
Okay.
I'm not positive. One of the very interesting things is Universal Japan, the Spider-Man ride, which also is in Universal Florida. They just closed yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Just shy of that ride's 30th anniversary in Japan.
Are they just making a new queue?
No, the ride is gone.
Oh.
And supposedly, it's because of this contract. It expired in 30 years. So Universal Japan had to get rid of...
That even includes Japan.
Which coincides with my second part of
this. Yes, yeah. Hit me with the
second part.
Which
is also because Disney also owns Fox.
Right.
Which means Disney owns Simpsons.
Yes.
Because Fox was also part of this deal. It's largely rumored that especially the Florida Universal Simpsons Land is going to be shut down pretty quickly and replaced with a Pokemon area. Is Islands of Adventure going to change in Universal Florida?
Right.
Because technically Disney owns all these properties.
Okay. But
which is what is to be rumored as to why Spider-Man is leaving Universal Japan.
Wow.
Thoughts and feelings.
I'd hate to lose Simpsons in a theme park because I feel like it's a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
And you lose it one place, it starts to like get weeded out.
And I don't see Simpsons going into a Disney park, to be honest.
No, although I've heard rumors. There's unsubstantiated stuff online on Twix.
Did you say Twix?
I'm calling it Twix.
I like that.
where somebody said they were going to start incorporating the Simpsons at very least like into like El Capitan Theater. Like you were going to be able to meet the Simpsons.
What if they did Treehouse of Horrors as part of Oogie Boogie?
I mean, if you could meet Kang.
That'd be cool, man.
Yeah, I'd love that. I don't know if the Simpsons are too unsavory for Disney grounds, but here's what I'm talking about with it being a slippery slope. You get rid of it in Orlando, and then at very least, even if it stays in Hollywood, it just gets less and less love. I feel like they just don't like maintain it. It just gets run down.
You haven't been to the Orlando Simpsons area.
Correct.
It's quite different from Hollywood's.
Okay. In what ways?
It's much more expansive in Orlando. Like it's quite bigger, more spread out. Duff Gardens is bigger. I would say it's nicer in Orlando.
Sure. Well, I mean,
but they
like,
have more space to play with.
I mean, in Hollywood, it's just wedged in
there. It's little.
God, I miss Back to the Future.
Oh, man, I miss Back to the Future. Far superior ride.
The weirdest thing about the Simpsons ride is that it's that weird 3D Simpsons.
I can't go on it. I told you this is the one ride I can't go on there.
God bless Disney Plus for having every episode of The Simpsons on it. My kids watch hours and hours of Simpsons daily. My 6-year-old son is quoting The Simpsons now, which
he did to me the other night. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Like, yeah. I kind of love that and don't like it in some ways. Like, I'm like, oh, weird. I'm like a father who doesn't like my son repeating Simpsons stuff.
Eat my shorts, man.
But even my son, who like was so excited to get on this Simpsons ride, was like, why do they look weird? Like, they look awful.
It's grainy.
They're that 3D models of The Simpsons. Nobody wants to see that. It would be so much better if it was 2D animation, I think.
Yes. 100%.
It would be hard to 2D animate a ride like a Soarin' type Back to the Future ride.
Simpsons in particular, the ride vehicle also doesn't necessarily match up with the movements that you're watching on the screen.
Right.
So it's like a double whammy of the screen not being a great picture and then the movement of the vehicles not matching up with that either. It's a vomit sesh for me, to be honest.
It's pretty bad. I went on it right when it opened up. One of the great things about being 20-something years old and being like an assistant in Hollywood on a movie that worked on the Universal lot is that years ago, you used to be able to very easily walk into the park.
Brittany also did this, yes.
You used to just be able to sneak right into the park.
Hop on a ride.
Yeah, hop on a couple rides, go pick up a lunch for your boss, and then go home.
That's amazing.
And then when the Simpsons ride opened, I remember we were in post on Role Models, and all of us said, hey, we should go check out the new Simpsons ride. It's very easy to walk right in, I believe, the Jurassic Park, through the Jurassic Park line. And then we went on the Simpsons and then had a great time.
Well, what would you think if Simpsons is gone in Florida? I know you haven't been there.
Right.
But what would your thoughts be if Pokemon replaced that?
I don't know anything about Pokemon.
Pikachu?
I know Pikachu. I know the cards a little bit. Overall, I'm fine with it. Like, it's...
The funny thing to me is, like, in comparison to, like, when Disney replaces things, Simpsons still seems new to me in Florida, too. And maybe that's because I haven't visited Orlando as much, but, like, it still feels relatively new to me in Hollywood, too. So it would seem weird that they're wiping out that area already and replacing it.
But if you're also simultaneously ushering in a new world of like Nintendo Land and like...
Pokemon is not part of Nintendo.
I understand that, but like you've got so much new stuff coming. Just like a full park refresh.
Yeah.
Seems like if you're going to do it, now is the time.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I feel like it's something to be excited about. Universal is doing it right now where they are saying they're going to shut something down, but they're telling you what they're going to replace it with. They're giving you fun, exciting things.
Or even if they're not telling you what that exact attraction is being replaced with, they're telling you what's coming next.
Yes.
They have a whole new theme park with 12 rides coming. You know what I mean?
Let's play hypotheticals. Hypothetical corner.
Hypothetical hideout.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Hypothetical hideout. So let's say we're Universal. We shut down Simpsons in Orlando. Then we're like knee jerk and just think, what happens if we shut down Simpsons in Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
What could replace it?
Universal Orlando will not shut down Simpsons until Epic Universe is open. So that's 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Then they will start working on Universal Florida because there's a lot there that needs to be fixed. There's a lot there that's outdated. There's a lot there that's been neglected. They'll put their money into that after Epic Universe opens.
Okay.
Universal Hollywood. We're getting the Fast and the Furious coaster on the cliff.
Right. The Fast and the Furious coaster has imploded.
Animal Actors Studio and the stunt effects show.
Right.
So all that is gone. So I could potentially see them replacing Simpsons with something else Fast and the Furious up there.
So you
That's
think-
their number one, like, of franchises, that's what's made them the most money, Universal.
Well, what if you blow that part out and just can and make... More Harry Potter.
Which I also think is a possibility.
Because that, there's no...
They could remove Simpsons and do more Harry Potter. Yeah, do Dr. Nally like Orlando has. Yeah.
I can imagine a Fast and the Furious coaster. Like, that I get. Like, I understand that. Like,
makes sense.
But I don't know if I necessarily see, like, what you would do with all that real estate with the Fast and the Furious. But for talking theming... I mean, adding more to the Harry Potter land for...
Which is a legit possibility.
As much as I hate old JK...
JK.
The worst! Yeah, as much as I hate her, having more Harry Potter there would be pretty fun.
What about How to Train Your Dragon? Because Universal Hollywood does lack kids' attractions.
Sure.
Or the Grinch.
year-round Grinch stuff?
Maybe.
A Shrek? A Shrek,
There is no Shrek attraction, which is insane as well.
There's a new Shrek movie coming out, right?
Yeah. Like, how is there no Shrek attraction?
Maybe if the Shrek new Shrek movie comes out and is just a banger, do we get a
the Shrek boys will
Shrek,
be happy.
Shrek Swamp Dark Ride?
Maybe.
I'd like that.
The Secret Life of Pets Dark Ride in Hollywood
I
is
like
fantastic.
I like Shrekland.
Shrekland?
Shrekland could be fun. Or what do they call that?
It's a swamp. Or expand Minions to some variety.
Like, it's funny because if we're brainstorming and you're like, oh, what if they did Simpsons? I'd be like, oh, damn, that's fun.
Yeah.
The thing about the Simpsons Land is that it looks pretty fun and you do kind of feel like you're in Springfield from the outside.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's very thin. You walk inside and it's just like, I'm in anywhere.
Oh, Zelda has also been rumored.
Zelda, if there was a way to get all of Nintendo downstairs.
But I don't think Hollywood has that luxury.
No, it doesn't.
Hollywood just has to put stuff where they have to put stuff. You know I love Disney. I know you love Disney. I'm excited for any new Disney thing that comes about. But I do feel like right now, Universal is being so much more forthcoming.
Universal's having its time.
And I'm making you come with me to Horror Nights in Florida this year. You'll be my plus one.
Well,
it's for the pod.
Yeah. We got to get some listeners first, Corey. Trader Vic's, what is this? Trader Vic's Grog? Is that
yeah.
it? I like it.
It's good.
Initially, I drank it and I thought it was going to be too sweet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, no problem.
You're now
a character on our podcast. Let me ask you a question. Trader Vic Grog or butterbeer with a shot?
What type of butterbeer? Hot, cold, frozen?
Dealer's choice.
I think I'd still take Trader Vic.
I take the Trader Vic Grog.
Yeah, it's good.
Should we do another one? You want to do another
drink? Let's do one more. Why not?
All right, we'll do another drink.
Let me go order.
We're going to go do a dealer's choice, and we'll be right back. We have dealer's choice.
We've gotten
our drink.
Always dicey.
And it's super...
It's red.
Super fucking red.
And okay. When it was handed to me, the bartender said, this is like Robitussin.
Oh, God.
And I said, oh, dear.
Okay, what's this baby called? This baby's called the Cruzana. Okay, the Cruzana comes in another little slender boy. Tall.
It's a Collins glass.
A tall, skinny Collins.
We both got pink umbrellas. We both got maraschino cherries.
Maraschino cherries. Regular ice. And, well, why don't we taste it and I'll tell you what's in it. I'm just going to say the drink's awake, so I'm awake. I don't care if I already said this again.
This looks like northern skies, if you're asking me.
This is more beautiful than the Aurora Borealis.
I hate you. Ooh!
Oh!
I get the Robitussin.
Good God.
What is in this?
That's awful.
It's a lot of bitters.
This is...
Shut up. We've got patrons laughing
oh my
at
God.
Us. We have patrons laughing at
this
us.
This is the best. This is the best circumstance because I ran into one of my friends here. And she just giggled at us from the bar. She's done the grog log. And this one's bad. Okay, I'm going to take another sip and I'm going to try it.
Tiki two. Let's take our second sip.
This sucks. This sucks so much.
Hear me out.
Okay, I'm going to listen. Go for it.
There have been other ones that are sweeter that I dislike more than this one, to be honest. I would order this again because the bitter taste of it, I can swallow easier than overly sweet. Like this to me, don't hate me. This to me is like a 3.5.
Okay.
I would order it again. I would not like be like, oh, let me roll in here and order this. But if you were like, hey, do you want one? I'd be like, yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to quote one of my favorite podcasts. Quote Jason Sheridan from Podcast The Ride.
Great. Love it.
And just say, counterpoint, you're wrong.
Fair.
This tastes like straight up medicine. This has such a medicinal flavor.
It definitely has a Robitussin. It's like, you know, that commercial for Welch's grape juice when the little girl would go, it makes your mouth go. It's like that, but in not a Welch's grape
sucks.
Juice sense.
Okay. This claims it has grapefruit juice. I don't taste it. Syrup from the maraschino cocktail cherry jar.
That's probably why it's so red.
Gold rum or Barbados rum.
What's the dude's face on it look like?
The guy's little face looks happy. No, he's not looking.
He doesn't look happy.
He looks fine. This sucks.
Oh, yeah. He's cheersing.
This sucks. This tastes like straight.
I don't hate it as much as you do.
This tastes like medicine. It just tastes like medicine.
It's medicinal, but I don't hate it as much as you do.
I would give it a 1.25. I don't.
That might be your lowest rank ever.
It might be.
You have to finish it, though.
I'm going to finish it. It's fine. I'll drink it. So this was, oh my God. So in the 1960s, the Cruzan Rum Company, that's who made this drink. They thought it was a good idea to fucking give us this fucking nasty ass drink. What the hell were the people in the 60s doing? That this was like, hey, this recipe's so good, we're going to tell you how to drink it.
What do you think you'd pair this with?
What would I pair this with? A fucking sinus infection.
Maybe a little congestion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I would pair this with some Jell-O because I haven't eaten in days.
Fair.
I would pair this with some ice chips. The Price is Right at home because I'm not going to school today and I'm watching Plinko. That's what I would pair this with.
All right, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what I would pair this with.
This is
fucking
standalone to me.
Fucking garbage can.
David. It's pungent. I'll give you that.
Okay. I just took another sip. It's still bad, but it's not quite as bad. I guess I'm getting my sea legs.
Your tiki legs?
My tiki legs are setting in. I'm getting adjusted to the drink. It's so bitter. I don't know what's making it so bitter.
I don't know either, but
maybe they're,
again, bitter doesn't bother me as much as it bothers.
I love
bothers. It doesn't bother me as much.
I love grapefruit juice. I'll fucking anytime. I'll suck down a grapefruit juice. I'll take a grapefruit and just squeeze
it.
I'll squeeze it and suck it.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. So all right. Talking Simpsons. We're talking Simpsons Land. I have a question for you.
Okay.
I want to have a hypothetical conversation. I don't think it will ever happen. I'm going to preface all of this by saying it's never going to happen.
Okay.
But let's just say Disney's like, I want to flex my muscle.
Okay.
I want to just say like, now we want Simpsons in the park. And then let's just say in this hypothetical situation that Universal's like, fuck it. We can replace Simpsons with something else.
Well, technically speaking, I don't think Universal can touch Simpsons Land from this point forward. So this is not that hypothetical.
Let's play Imagineer.
Okay.
And like, figure out what we would do with the Simpsons.
That would be Disney appropriate?
Yeah, like what would you do if you were going to build a Simpsons Land?
Woof.
We talked about Simpsons at Oogie Boogie. I think it would be very cool.
Treehouse of Terror.
Treehouse of Terror. Immediately you could put those aliens, Kang and Kodos.
I think that's probably the only use Disney would use.
Yeah.
I'm honestly not sure Disney could use like a standalone Simpsons area because it's just not PC like appropriate for their brand. You could argue that Simpsons could have some of that empty space in like DCA or in Hollywood Studios. It's like IP paradise, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you messaged me the other day that you had to shut off an episode of The Simpsons for your kids.
Right. But yeah, I know. So I'm just trying to think of, like, it's never going to happen.
So, like, what attraction could potentially be appropriate?
I've got a pitch for an attraction.
All right, let's hear it.
That I think, okay. So I don't think a Simpsons Land is ever going to happen at Disney. I'm going to go on record and say that it doesn't happen. But in this thought exercise, this is my pitch for a Simpsons ride. I think you have a Simpsons ride. It's enclosed like a rock and roll roller coaster, like an indoor thrill attraction ride.
Okay.
And you theme it all on monorail.
I was just going to say monorail.
Monorail. So you're on the monorail. And if you remember that episode, like the monorail is janky.
Yeah.
And it goes out of control and it goes too fast.
Yeah.
So you have the monorail, you have live animatronic characters of The Simpsons and little show scenes.
Are you on a for real monorail?
You are on a ride vehicle that looks like the monorail.
Okay.
It's not enclosed. It's like the bottom half of a monorail. It's themed. Okay. The front looks like the front like of a monorail.
Okay.
So like the pre-show, you're getting the attraction videos from the guys pitching the monorail. You're having the song monorail.
Okay.
You're having the townsfolk being excited about going on the monorail. Homer is about to operate the monorail. That's super fun. You have Homer in there. And then you get on the monorail and it goes nuts.
Okay. Would you say this could take place on a cuckoo arm, potentially? Because then it would be open to the one side?
I didn't see it on a cuckoo arm. I saw it as more like a indoor, like, Space Mountain, like, a rock and roller coaster kind of ride.
Okay, okay.
But here's the thing. I think that now you can slow it down like Mine Train or like Hagrid's.
Sure.
And then you can have show scenes where we have live animatronic Simpsons.
Okay.
And we have like Homer's like trying to stop things. We have Bart. You get like these little show moments.
Beat
and
my
then,
shorts, man.
Yeah. And then a fucking launch again. It's one of the best episodes of Simpsons, hands down.
I like this idea.
I know. Like that.
And it incorporates like old school Disney culture.
And
so.
You don't. Yeah, I know. Seriously, because that's all inspired. The monorail is inspired, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, is Pandora any more Disney than Simpsons at this point?
No, Pandora, they do have sex with their tails, so.
Yeah, they little, like, link in.
I was going to say, like, Simpsons.
Oh, the string.
Simpsons, like, potentially has more, like, adult themes to it, but, like, maybe
sure.
It doesn't.
I had to turn off an episode the other night where Homer talks about masturbating. And I was like,
you don't want to explain that to your kids.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, Disney, I mean, Simpsons is not.
But there could be a way, to be honest, the attraction at Universal, if you theme that a little differently, I feel like most of the scenery of it, you could have in Disney.
I think so, too. That's a weird thing. We talk about The Simpsons not being right for Disney, but, like, at this point, I mean, I don't think that you can have Moe's Tavern at Disney.
At
DCA, you could have Moe's.
You could definitely have it, yeah.
I don't know. Am I talking you into Disney Simpsons Land? Because
I don't know if they would ever do it, but I'm not saying it's out of the possibility.
I don't think they would ever do
it. Yeah, but they also said they would never sell alcohol at Disneyland or Magic Kingdom. What if in DCA they received the whole area of like Monsters, Inc., Mike and Sully to the Rescue, where there's all those open sound stages?
Yeah.
What if they rethemed all of that to Simpsons Land? And they had an attraction back there. They had Moe's Tavern. They had food. They had whatever.
I mean, at this point, that is like just a forgotten land anyway.
It's just fucking nothing.
It's just
there.
Nothing. So like at this point, I'm like, maybe.
There's Award Wieners. That's what it's called, folks. And there's Philharmonic is still there?
Philharmonic is still there.
And they got rid of that big Avengers store there. That's empty now.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
There's Mike and Sully to the Rescue. And then there's another huge sound stage that is empty.
That's what I'm saying. At this point, DCA, Disney's California Acquisitions.
Acquisitions, yeah. Which you're not wrong.
I mean, that's all it is. Like, oh, no. Drink down. No. Corey just got out of drinking the Cruzana by spilling it on herself.
First spill we've had.
Hey, cheers to the first spill.
Well, I can't cheers.
She can't cheers. I'm going to get you some napkins.
Thank you. 0 points for me. 0 points for me.
Okay. Anyway, back to The Simpsons. Look, I don't know if I necessarily want... I'm not advocating for Simpsons at the park.
It's a hard shift. Like, weirdly, it blends better in Universal because Universal has so many different properties. I could see where, okay, Simpsons Land like fits in there.
Yeah.
I mean, up to this point, until we see Epic, Universal doesn't have as blended theming as Disney does.
Yeah.
Typically.
I would call DCA a mess at this point. DCA has just as many properties there as Universal does.
Yeah, that's fair.
Now I'm forced to suck down this drink while I
want to
spill half of my drink on myself.
Just dump it on your side.
Just dump it on myself.
And
then
just
be done with this. Would you do a Simpsons walk around character at Disney right now? That would be weird, right?
No, you couldn't. Homer or something walking around?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. But then again, I guess if you would ask me 20 years ago, Spider-Man could have been walking around Disney, I probably would have said no too.
Yeah. Remember that Hulk walk around character?
Sure do.
He's not.
Sure do.
They retired that one, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Do you watch Tim Robinson's I Think You Should Leave?
Yeah.
That thing where he's like, I've got too much shit on me. It's so funny. They got rid of that one real fast.
We'll see.
There is now overlap at Universal and Disney where we now are watching Spider-Man animatronics at Disney fling through the air.
Yep, which I never thought I would have seen.
So will they get rid of it at Universal?
I think we're approaching that, yes. Because
That's
why the other Universal parks have gotten rid of Spider-Man.
Right.
Because the lease ownership on that is up, so.
It's all like a weird hodgepodge.
Like, the next 10, 15 years of the parks will be interesting to see as far as IPs, like, what happens.
So we've just been handed our taco.
So it's time to wrap it up.
Taco menu just came, which means it's probably time to suck down my medicine.
Suck down Robitussin?
Yeah, suck down.
Drink your juice, Shelby.
Gross. I was going to say daddy's medicine.
Ew.
That's so gross. I'm gross.
Drink your juice, daddy.
Yeah. Okay, time to suck down medicine, order some tacos, and head home to wrap it up.
Drink your juice, daddy.
Just kidding. I'm just going to spill this on my lap.
I did it.
It didn't look so bad on Corey, so I'm going to do it. All right.
Bye, friends.
Yeah, mahalo. Oh, no, that's not my thing. That's your thing. That's your thing. Bye. Bye. Hey, we're back at home, and just wanted to thank you all for listening, and thanks for the continued support. We've gotten some great, great feedback.
We sure have.
Specifically from my own father.
Which every update that I get from Dave just makes my day.
Such glowing, wonderful feedback as, so people are going to listen to you just drink?
That was his initial response to our teaser trailer.
Yeah, yeah. And then his response to our episode where we talked about the Haunted Mansion was...
Goddamn, if I have to hear them talk any more about Haunted Mansion, I think I might kill myself.
So, yeah.
And my absolute favorite response of his, unless you're an alcoholic, I'm not sure who's going to listen to this.
Yeah. So, thank you. If that is you, thank you for listening. And if you share the same feedback and criticisms as my father, then...
Give us 5 stars, but write that comment. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Give us 5 stars. Yeah. Write that comment on iTunes.
Or email us or call us and leave a funny message.
Yeah, we love it. The fact that you're listening makes us so happy to bring this show to you. It makes us happy to make this show.
It just makes you laugh a little throughout your day. That makes us feel good.
You know how to find us on social media. It's at MyTimeThePodcast on Instagram. It's mytimethepodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call us with questions about any of the tiki things.
Or if you have a suggestion for topics for us or something you want to know about the parks or tiki.
Yeah, just hit us up. 559 we drunk.
And send your toasts.
Yeah, where they're coming in. We're getting some.
We're getting some literal toasts.
thanks again for listening. Until next time, that's Corey. I'm Dave.
Mahalo.
Bye.
I just did a peace sign as if people could see it. Please leave that in.